Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Cottman Avenue and the Roosevelt Mall are now back open at the site of last week's deadly jet crash for the first time since the tragic incident. And last night, more than 600 people came to Solace Cohen Elementary School for a town hall with city officials. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
The jet crash that killed 7 people and injured 24 more was a traumatic event for the community in the Northeast. Pasquale Dudley lived on the corner of Cottman and Rupert, but his home was destroyed Friday. He says city officials have been helpful in their response.
They've been helping, and they've been alert. I can't even say nothing wrong or bad about them. They've been alert. They've been on the scene every day. They've been alert.
His father, Hassan, spoke up Wednesday night with concerns, but those were assuaged.
Everything that I had questions about, somebody was able to talk to me today. I feel as though that the city jumped on it immediately, and I'm satisfied.
Officials gave some updates. Business owners affected can apply for emergency relief grants of up to $20,000. There will be on-site emergency crews daily from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. People can donate now to the One Philly Fund at phyliscityfund.org/onephilly. City Managing Director Adam Thiel says you may find plane debris still in the Roosevelt Mall area.
If you find what you believe to be a piece of aircraft debris, you can go to ntsb.gov and there's information for how to turn that in. And you know, you don't have to worry about it that much. The worst case scenario is call 911 and we will figure it out.
In the Northeast, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We're getting some snow, sleet, and freezing rain this morning, causing some hazardous driving conditions. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
AAA Mid-Atlantic's Jana Tidwell says make sure you start your travels off with a full tank of gas and allow extra time.
What could be sleet and freezing rain in one area could be snow in another, could be a lot of ice in another. So pay attention, give yourself plenty of extra time. A 15-minute commute could take much longer, as hopefully people are slowing down tremendously. They're increasing following distances, paying attention to on-ramps and off-ramps.
PennDOT started brining operations on Tuesday. More than 400 snow removal trucks are currently out on the roadway. PennDOT began with 110,000 tons of salt this season. About 44,000 tons have been used so far. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia officials have announced the creation of a $5 million fund to help small businesses start up in the city. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Victor Tejada, suffered setback after setback as he was trying to get his Delivery Guys app off the ground. Only pure serendipity kept him from chucking the whole thing. A reporter who wrote a story about the app after ordering from it. Commerce Secretary Alba Martinez says the article caught the eye of Uber Eats, which became an investor.
Is that how businesses have to succeed in Philadelphia? By way of a miracle?
Martinez says the answer should be no, now that the city has created the Small Business Catalyst Fund.
It's about creating a mechanism to identify businesses that are poised for growth and success and nurturing that success with some love capital and some plain old love.
The fund will provide not only grants, but support, such as financial training and mentorships. An expression of interest form will go up on the city's website this spring. Those that meet the criteria will be invited to apply. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not just at the grocery store we're seeing egg prices go up. Many restaurants are scrambling to keep up with the rising costs. So as KYW's Justin Udo tells us, you may see an increase on egg dishes at your favorite places.
It's safe to say the classic diner in Malvern, Chester County, uses a lot of eggs.
We go through probably about 400, 450 dozen a week.
Diner co-owner Chrissy Flynn says that's thanks to some of their more popular dishes.
Our egg and bacon platter, we've been known for it for years. We have a really good selection of eggs Benedict. We make our own hollandaise sauce. People love it.
But thanks to the bird flu, those eggs are becoming harder for them to come by.
What we've been doing is running around like crazy to find them, but our main vendors, they're charging over $8 a dozen right now.
Flynn says they tried to hold out on a price increase, but their hands have been forced.
We're charging 50 cents extra a platter, which I don't even know if that's making up for what we're actually paying for the eggs, but we had to do something. Luckily, nobody's really been complaining about it, and hopefully this is just temporary.
I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.